At Mount Sinai, God established his law through a great earthquake. But at Mount Calvary, God announced this: the fulfillment of the law has been paid. The fulfillment of the law has been paid. Can I just say this to you? There's absolutely no way that you and I, because we're sinners, because we were descendants of Adam, there's no possible way that you and I could ever fulfill the law to its full degree. We're just sinners. That's all we are. Even that's why that we needed a sacrifice. That's why they started the sacrifice all the way back in the Old Testament. The reason why is because, man, they had an established law. They were trying to live by that law, but no man could retain. No man could reach that level. Amen. They were all the time trying and trying and trying to live perfect, but they could not because the law was so great. And that law became a burden to them. But all of a sudden, there's an earthquake at Calvary. And Jesus saying this: I come to establish a new way. It's no longer going to be by the blood of sacrifice. No longer going to go through the priest. No longer going to go through the tabernacle. No, that veil was rent and then the earthquake. Then the Bible said this. It might have been simultaneously. I have no idea. But think about it this way. The lamb died. The veil was rent. The earthquake, the great announcement. God is establishing a brand new dispensation of time. You say, preacher, what's that dispensation called? It's called a time of grace. You say, what do you mean, preacher? A span of grace. Time to get in. Time to get right. Time to get to the close to the things of God. Listen, we don't have to go through these ideas of the priest and the institution and all those things. We just simply bow before God. And we speak to him directly through the help of the Holy Ghost. And he hears our cry. I find it interesting that in both places we find divine disturbance. Earthquakes also seem to be a form of God's judgment upon mankind. Psalms 18 and verse 7, and the earth shook and trembled, and the foundation also of the hills moved and were shaken because he was wroth. Just as the divine disturbance took place in Exodus to announce the beginning of a new dispensation of law, the earthquake at Calvary announced the beginning of another dispensation called the glorious dispensation of God's grace. But also know this, that then we're told, however, that the glorious dispensation of God's grace is just but a span of time. Thank God we was born in this span of time. But it's going to give way to another dispensation that's coming. It's called the great and notable day of the Lord.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.